今天晚上我们一起来学习耶稣所行过的一个神迹。
Today we're going to learn about a miracle that Jesus has performed.
首先我们一起来看约翰福音二十章。
Let's look at John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章三十节。
John chapter 20 verse 30.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book.
约翰福音只记载了耶稣所行过的七个神迹。
In the book of John, it records seven miracles that Jesus has performed.
每一个神迹都是很特别的，有它的代表性。
Each is very symbolic.
当我们仔细的去学习的话，一定可以从当中得到一些帮助。
If we study each one carefully, we can learn a lot from it.
让我们知道我们应当如何来追求神。
We can find out how to pursue God.
从神迹让我们知道如何来帮助我们的信心。
From these miracles, we can learn how to better our faith.
从这些神迹也可以帮助我们去发现我们人的软弱。
From these miracles, we can learn about humans' weaknesses.
当然这七个神迹也有它更深一层的意义在里头。
And of course, these seven miracles has a deeper meaning.
主耶稣要提升我们的我们对他的认识。
Jesus wants us to elevate our knowledge of him.
他希望我们不是只专注在物质的这个层面。
He wants us to not only focus on the physical.
他希望借着这些神迹也能够引导我们提升我们的看见。
And by these miracles, he wants us to see the spiritual aspect.
让我们也能够看，让我们更是能够去看重属灵的那一个层面。
And we can focus more on the spiritual side.
今天我们所要学习的这个神迹在四福音书里头都有记载。
And this miracle that we're going to learn today is recorded in all four Gospels.
在约翰福音的第六章。
In John chapter 6.
今天晚上我们就用人物的层面我们来学习这个神迹。
And today we're going to learn this miracle from the aspect of its characters.
我们知道主耶稣用五个饼两条鱼给超过五千个人来吃饱。
And we know that Jesus fed over 5,000 people with two loaves and five fish.
那当时为什么有那么多的人聚在一起？
Now, why were there so many people gathered at that time?
第一个，因为很多人想要听耶稣所传讲的。
First, there were a lot of people who wanted to listen to Jesus and see what he's talking about.
第二个，很多人想要来得神迹。
Secondly, a lot of people wanted miracles.
因为主耶稣已经在人的面前行过了神迹。
Because Jesus has performed many miracles in front of men.
另外一个原因就是因为这是一个节期的日子所以人都要涌向这个耶路撒冷。
And also because it was a holiday, a lot of people were gathering in Jerusalem.
好，我们请看约翰福音第六章第七节。
Please look at John chapter 6, verse 7.
第七节，腓力回答说，就是有二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
7, Philip answered him, 2,000 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them.
第一个我们要来看的人物就是这个叫做腓力的门徒。
And the first character that we have to look at is Philip.
这是腓力对主耶稣的回答。
This is Philip's answer to Jesus.
他的回答是以他的经验来说出事实。
Philip answered Jesus with his experience, and he told the truth.
他在生活当中，他知道多少钱可以买多少的饼。
From his daily experiences, he knows how much money can get him how much bread.
那现在眼前有这么多的人。
Now we have so many people in front of him.
纵然有二十两银子，二十两银子大概是普通人一年的工资。
Now even if he had 200 denarii worth, which is a normal worker's monthly wage.
1亿啊，一年的工资。
One year's wage.
那其实有这么多的钱，也不一定在那个时候能够买到那么多的饼。
Even he had 200 denarii, he would not be able to buy enough bread.
如果说有那些钱，又能够买那么多的饼，也不够那么多人来吃。
Now, even if he did have the 200 denarii and bought the bread, it would not be enough for the people to eat.
所以腓力是很诚实的，照着事实来回答主耶稣。
So Philip told what he thought was the fact.
这个也是我们在生活当中我们所强调的，很诚实的，照着事实来看事情，来回答事情。
And this is what we have been told to always look at what is realistic and tell the truth.
是的，我们人与人的相处当中，我们应该很诚实的照着事实来看事情，来评估事情。
And it is also true that in our human interactions, we have to be realistic and we have to always tell the truth.
但是现在是跟主耶稣在做事情。
But now we are dealing with Lord Jesus.
现在所看的事情是这个主耶稣的工作。
Now we are looking at the miracles of Lord Jesus.
就好像今天我们很多时候我们在做教会里头的事情。
It's same as we are doing holy work in church.
很多时候我们在做神的工作。
We are doing work of God.
可能有一个更好的回答。
Perhaps there is a better answer.
我们请参考以西结书三十七章。
Please look at Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书三十七章。
Ezekiel 37.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，他对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？”我说：“主神啊，你是知道的。”
And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord, you know.
在异象当中，以西结看到很多很孤单的这些骸骨。
Ezekiel saw very many dried bone in his vision.
那神对他说，问他说，这些骸骨能够复活吗？
And Lord, Jesus, God asked him, can these dry bone live?
如果照事实来讲，这不可能啊！这么孤干的骸骨，怎么有可能再复活？
According to our human knowledge, it is impossible for bones to live.
但是现在这是神在问他。
But this is God who is asking.
现在这是神的事情。
This is things pertaining to God.
所以以西结的回答是说：“主啊，你是知道的。”
So Ezekiel answered, "O Lord God, you know."
所以今天这是一个很好的参考。
So today, this is a very good comparison.
我们在与人相处，我们是要很诚实的照着事实来讲。
In our human interactions, we have to be factual, we have to be realistic.
如果是神的事情。
But with regarding to things pertaining to God.
当然，我们的能力是很有限的。
Of course, our abilities are limited.
但是我们能够像先知这样说，主啊，你知道该怎么做。
But perhaps we can be like Ezekiel and answer, "O Lord God, you know."
那我愿意照着你的指示去做。
And I am willing to do your will.
有时候我们会说腓力似乎是没有信心。
And sometimes we say, "Oh, Philip has a little faith."
所以我们要求神在必要的时候给我们特别的感动。
So at certain situations, we have to ask God to motivate us.
在必要的时候给我们有特别的信心。
At these special situations, we have to ask God to give us special strength and faith.
真的，因为如果没有特别的信心，其实好多的事情对我们来讲真的是没有那个力量。
And without the special faith, then many things we would not have strength.
我们请参考撒母耳记上十七章。
Please look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章三十三节。
First Samuel chapter 17 verse 33。
三十三节，扫罗对大卫说：“你不能去与那腓力士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，他自幼就做战士。”
33. And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are youth, and he a man of war from his youth.
包括扫罗，没有人敢去跟哥利亚征战。
Including Saul, no one dared to fight with Goliath.
那大卫跟这些人比起来，他只是一个少年，牧羊的少年人。
David, comparing to the other people who were fighting, he was only a youth.
他竟然跟扫罗说，我要去跟哥利亚征战。
And he dared to say to Saul, I want to fight with Goliath.
因为在这个时候，他有从神那里来的特别的感动，特别的信心。
Because at this time he had a special motivation and special faith from God.
因为在这个时候需要有人来做这一个特别的事情。
Because at this time, God needed a special person to do this thing.
我们再看四十五节。
And please look at chapter verse 45.
大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之主的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。”
And David said to the Philistine, "You came to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you with the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of the Israel."
是的，在神的国度里头，我们常常会遇到很多根本不是我们能力能够有办法做的事情。
And yes, in the kingdom of God, there are many things that we are unable to do.
但是我们要像以西结说：“主啊，你知道要怎么做。”
And we should be like Ezekiel and say, "Oh Lord, you know."
我们要像大卫这样子，求神给我们特别的感动，特别的信心。
And we should be like David. And ask for motivation from God and confidence from God.
我们再请看回约翰福音第六章。
And let's look back to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章第八节。
John chapter 6, verse 8.
第八节有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：“第九，在这里有一个孩童，带着五个大麦饼、两条鱼，只是分给这许多的人，还算什么呢？”
And verse 8, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has five barley loaves and two small fish, but what are they among so many?"
这里第二个人物就是彼得的这个弟弟安德烈。
And the second character we have to look at is Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
第一个我们看到的就是他也是承认自己的有限跟无能为力。
The first thing we see is that Andrew also knows his limitations.
菲利说二十两银子的饼都不够吃。
Philip said 200 denarii worth of bread is not enough.
那这个现在安德烈拿来的是五个饼两条鱼。
And now Andrew brought him two loaves and five fish.
那他为什么仍然把它拿出来？
But why did he still bring it up?
因为在跟随耶稣的当中他已经有体验了。
Because by following Jesus, he has experienced.
这个体验呢，不是过去就过去了。
And these experiences are not temporary.
每一个体验都要成为一种，就都要从当中来得到一些学习。
From every experiences he had, he learned from it.
每一个体验都可以帮助我们的信心，可以帮助我们的爱心。
And every experience can help us with our faith and help us with our love.
神让我们经过很多的事情，目的就在这里。
God make us go through many things, and this is the point.
我们有时候甚至把它忘了。
And sometimes we forget.
更不用说从那里来让我们的信心、爱心更长进。
And we forget to learn from our experiences and make our love and faith stronger.
在约翰福音里头记载着另外一个神迹，就是水变酒的神迹。
Another miracle that was recorded in the book of John is from wine from water.
那个是本质的改变，从水变成酒。
It's a change in character from water to wine.
那现在呢，这个是过去这个安德烈他所看见的，他所体验的。
And this is Andrew's past experiences, what he has experienced in the past.
所以虽然只是五个饼两条鱼，在他来看这个很少，但是他把它拿出来。
even though it's only two loaves and five fish, but he still brought it out.
是的，主耶稣也能够从少把它变成多。
Yes, Jesus can make plenty from very few.
我们请看约翰福音六章十一节。
Please look at John chapter 6, verse 11.
耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，婚仪也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
Verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to his disciples and the disciples to those sitting down.
哦，这里是说，这里有说到说，照着每一个人的需要，他想要多少，他就拿多少。
And here it records as much as they want, however much they wanted, he gave.
哦，经过主耶稣借祝谢了，然后分给门徒。
Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and gave to the disciples.
然后门徒再分给众人。
And the disciples distributed into the multitude.
是的，经过了主耶稣的手，他就不一样了。
And yes, through the hands of Jesus, the loaves became different.
我们请挑过来看。这个参考一下马太福音的十四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章十九节。
Matthew 14:19.
十九节，吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿着这五个饼两条鱼，望天祝福，掰开饼递给门徒，门徒又递给众人。
Verse 19, he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples.
这里就很清楚地说，耶稣交给递给门徒。
And here it recorded that Jesus gave the food to the disciples.
然后门徒又递给众人。
And the disciples gave the food to the multitude.
然后照着众人需要多少，他就拿多少。
And however many each wanted, that's how many they got.
那这一整个是非常的重要的。
And this process is very important.
今天我们要行善，我们要帮助人。
Today we have to do good to help others.
如果只是靠我们自己，真的我们很有限。
And if it's only by our own strength, we are very limited.
我们一定不要忘了主耶稣。
And we should not forget about Lord Jesus.
我们从主耶稣来领受，然后再给别人。
We receive from Lord Jesus and we give to others.
这样子才能够源源不断。
And by this, we can keep on giving.
不要忘了，我们不是源头。
And please do not forget that we are not the source.
我们是有限的。
We are limited.
我们要一定要常常跟源头连接在一起。
We have to be connected to the source.
只是主耶稣透过我们来做一些事情。
And Jesus through us do miracles.
这样我们才会越做越多。
And this way we can do more.
这样子我们才能够越做越久。
And this way we can do it longer.
如果跟源头断了。
And if we are disconnected from the source,
那我们会做得很辛苦。
Then we have to work very hard.
而且做得很有限。
And we are very, very limited.
而且做不久。
And we can't do it for very long.
那今天在我们手头上有很多神交代给我们的工作。
Now each of us today have many things that God has commanded us to do.
从我们的家庭开始。
Starting from our families.
我们有父母，我们有儿女。
We have parents, we have children.
年轻的父母亲要教养这个小孩。
And the young parents has to teach their kids.
我们一定必须把我们的小孩放在这个大环境里头。
And we have to place our children in this big environment in the church.
所以很多的父母觉得今天要当父母实在是很头痛，很困难。
And many young parents will think,Wow, what a such a burden to become a parent in today's age.
那圣经说，儿女是神给我们的产业。
And in the Bible, it's recorded that the children are our inheritance.
儿女 他其实是属于神的。
And these children belong to God.
好，那我们只是神托付我们来照管这些儿女。
And we are only the vehicles that God used to take care of His children.
好，所以也不要忘了从神那里去领受。
And please do not forget to receive from God.
好，我们很热心的邀请我们的亲戚朋友一起来追求神，追求道理。
We eagerly invite our friends and family members to pursue God.
好，所以感谢神，教会里头一直都会有慕道朋友需要被照顾，需要被带领。
So thank God, in the church there's always true seekers that needs to be guided, needs our care.
好，还有我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间，我们要常常互相的喂养，互相的照顾。
And amongst our us brothers and sisters, we always have to encourage each other.
我们或多或少的在这些工作里头，我们都要参与。
And no matter what, we have to participate in these works at least a little bit.
至少我们要照顾我们自己的家。
At least we have to take care of our families.
如果我们没有跟这个源头来连接上。
If we're not connected to the source,
真的我们会做得很辛苦，做得很累。
Then we have to do very hard, and then we'll feel tired.
所以不要忘了从主耶稣领受。
So please do not forget to receive from Lord Jesus.
然后借由我们再传给别人。
And through us, we can give to others.
好，我们顺便看一下马太福音14:15。
And please look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 15.
十五节啊，天将晚的时候，门徒近前来说：“这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开，他们好往村子里去自己买吃的。”
Verse 15, when it was evening, his disciple came to him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitude away, so they can go into the villages and buy themselves food."
这个是门徒对主耶稣的这个建议。
This is a suggestion that the disciples made to Lord Jesus.
就是说主耶稣啊，我们今天就请你讲到这里就好了。
This, they said, we can just end here. It's already late.
因为天要一直要暗下来了。
Because it's getting dark.
那赶快让他们散去，他们自己可以去找吃的。
So that's Let's let the multitude away so they can go into villages and buy food.
因为门徒他们只是人。
Because the disciples are still human.
或许他们应该可以感受得到大家肚子都饿了。
They can feel that everyone's getting hungry.
但是呢，他们却无能为力来给人吃饱。
But they don't have anything to offer for them to eat.
所以只好说让他们散去，自己去找食物。
So they suggested to send the multitude away for them to find food for themselves.
所以这个也是人的有限。
And this is a limitation.
我知道你需要帮助。
I know you need help.
但是你知道吗？我也是这么有限。
But little do you know, I'm also very limited.
有时候老师说我这是给你上最后一课。
And the teacher will tell the students, "This is my last lecture to you."
因为我的能力只到这样，你要找比我更好的老师去学习。
Because this is all I know, and if you want to learn more, you have to find someone else.
医生说请你把这个病患带回去。
And the doctor will tell the patient, tell the patient's family members, please take please take him back.
好，我的能力只有这样子，我没有办法再带给他什么帮助。
I'm very limited. There's nothing more I can do.
虽然让人觉得很悲伤但是这是事实。
Even though this is very saddening, but this is the reality.
有时候真的我们不是想要拒绝别人。
Sometimes it is not by our will that we reject others.
因为我们真的是这么的有限。
But because we are so limited.
爸爸妈妈说，很好，你要继续读书，这非常的好。
The parents will tell their children, "Oh, it's very good that you continue to pursue your education."
但是你要自己负担你的学费，因为我们已经没有那个能力了。
But you have to pay for your own tuition because we can no longer afford it.
有时候父母亲也说 很不愿意的啊，但是必须说出这样的事实。
Sometimes they are very reluctant, but this is what they tell their children.
所以有时候人与人之间啊，真的不必要有太多的埋怨。
So, from our human interactions, we don't have to blame each other too much.
好，因为真的做不出来。
Because we are limited, and this is all we can do.
但是主耶稣呢？
But for Lord Jesus,
十六节
，verse 16,
耶稣说：“不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。”
But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat."
好，有了主耶稣就大大的不一样。
Now we have Lord Jesus, and it's very different.
好，主耶稣是很肯定的说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
Lord Jesus said with certainty that you give them something to eat.
主耶稣不是说、哎、我们聚在一起我们来商量看看、
Jesus didn't say oh let's gather around and talk about it、
主耶稣不是说、啊、让我们好好的来想想办法、
Lord Jesus didn't say oh let's come up with an idea、
主耶稣是很肯定的、这个不用他们去你们给他们吃
He said,、Lord Jesus said with certainty you do not need、for them to go away you give them something to eat
这就是为什么主耶稣跟门徒说我要离开你们我要被钉十字架门徒 会那么的忧伤
And this is why when Jesus told his disciples that he will depart from them and be crucified the disciples were so saddened
但是这也再一次的提醒我们在生活当中有主耶稣这是何等的美好
But this is a good reminder for us how wonderful it is to have Jesus in our life
我们常常重要的事情会常常提醒自己
Many times, if there is something really important, we'll remind ourselves.
年纪渐长的人、会出门的时候，我火关了没有？这个电源关了没有
？And for those of us who are elderly, we'll always wonder, oh, did I turn off the lights? Did I turn off the stove?
我们有没有常常想到说，在我的生活当中，主耶稣有没有在里头
？And do we ever wonder in our lives is Jesus?In us.
是的，主耶稣必须每天都在我们的生活当中。
And yes, Jesus has to be in our lives each and every day.
主耶稣愿意啊，我们有没有邀请他
？Jesus likes us to always invite him.
好，主耶稣很愿意在我们的生活里头，那我们有没有邀请他
？Oh, Jesus likes to be in our lives, and have we invited him?
在福音书里头，常常有人是拒绝主耶稣。
In the Gospels, there are numerous examples of people rejecting Jesus.
那我们有没有有时候也像那样子
？And have we also rejected Jesus?
好，请我们再看回约翰福音第六章。
And please look back to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章第九节。
John chapter 6, verse 9.
第九节。安德烈说在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼只是分给这许多的人还算什么呢
Andrew, Peter's, Simon's brother said there is a lad here who has five barley loaves and two small fish but what are they among so many
这里提到是这个小孩子他把他的这个五个饼两条鱼给了这个安德烈
Here it records that this small child gave up his five loaves and two fish to Andrew.
难道主耶稣没有办法从没有来成为有吗
？And is it possible for Jesus to make something from nothing?
当然可以。
Of course.
这宇宙万物就是无中来生有的。
Everything in the universe was created from nothing.
在创世纪里头，主耶稣说有就有了。
In Genesis, God said.That there be and there was.
但是在这个时候，他为什么需要这五个饼两条鱼
？But at this time, why did Jesus need these five loaves and two fish?
我们再请看第六节。
And please look at verse six.
第六节，他说这话是要试验威力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
But he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
在这里特别提到试验这样的字眼。
And here you use the word test.
是的，在我们的生活当中，其实主耶稣很多很多的时候，有时候我们会想说，主耶稣啊，你为什么让我绕了一大圈
And in our lives, we'll ask Jesus, "Oh, why did you make us go all the way around?"
哦，主耶稣啊，你为什么不一开始就帮助我
？Why don't you just help me in the beginning？
哦，虽然我们还是满心的感谢
，Even though we are still very thankful。
哦，但是我们回头看的时候，我们觉得说，哈，我走了很多冤枉路。
But looking back, we will say, "Oh, I walked so long, and it was unnecessary."
哦，记得每一件事情都要从当中来得到一些启发跟学习。
But we have to remember that we can learn from each past experience.
哦，一定借着每一件事情，让我们的信心、爱心更进步。
From each past experience, we can grow in faith and in love.
是的，主耶稣会试验我们。
Yes, God will test us.
哦，那目的就是要让我们能够长进。
But the goal is for us to grow.
那最重要的两个长进就是信心跟爱心。
And the two biggest places that we need growth is love and faith.
哦，所以我们有时候要回头看，就是这个原因。
And the reason why we reminisce is because of this.
哦，那个神是很爱我们。
And God loves us very much.
哦，在这里主耶稣都没有责备这些门徒。
Jesus never rebuked the disciples.
哦，他下次再来试验你们。
And next time Jesus will test them.
神对我们每一个人 都已经有 他的要求已经定下来了。
And for each of us, God has his requirements.
而且我们一定能够达得到。
And we are able to fulfill it.
世界上的老师给学生定的标准不一定每个学生都能够达到。
In this world, each teacher, their requirement for their students,Not every student can fulfill.
但是主耶稣对我们每一个人所定的标准，我们一定能够达到。
But the requirement that Jesus has for us, we can fulfill.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
因为他要让我们每一个人都是100分来进入天国。
Because he wants each of us to be 100% when we enter heaven.
所以在生活当中有很多的事情，他会让我们来参与。
So in Many aspects of life, he wants us to participate.
这就是神的伟大，这就是神的爱。
This is the greatness of God and His love.
今天有时候我们心很急。
Sometimes we'll be very anxious.
所以有很多事情我们会抢着做。
So in many things, we'll always want to do it.
就好像我们的孩子动作太慢了，那我一下就做好了。所以孩子就永远不会做。
Sometimes when we see our children doing something very slowly, we'll just do it for them, so our children can never learn how to do it.
有时候人与人相处也是这样子。
So in many times, our human interactions are like this.
没有耐心去教别人。
We don't have the patience to teach others.
要教你，倒不如我来做。
If I'm going to take the time to teach you, why don't I just do it myself?
用教你的时间，我已经做好了好多事情。
The time I needed to teach you for you to learn, I already finished it.
所以常常越有能力的人，别人越没有办法去参与他的事情。
So many times the people who are very capable, they won't let other people to be involved in his work.
这也是神跟人不一样的地方。
And this is the difference between God and man.
谁最有能力？
Who is the most capable?
神最有能力。
God is the most capable.
但是神许许多多的事情，越伟大的事情，他越让我们人去参与。
But in many things, God led us to be involved, and the greater the task, the more involved we are.
神最伟大的事情就是救人。
And what is the greatest task is for us to have salvation.
当然很少数神直接去救那一个人。
In very few of us, it is God who directly saves us.
比如说主耶稣直接向保罗显现。
Jesus appeared to Paul.
但是那是很少的例子之一。
But this is a very few example, a very rare example.
看看我们的得救。
And for our own salvation,
常常都是有人参与。
It's often through another human.
甚至不是一个、两三个、好几个人。这样来带领我们帮助我们走上这得救的道路。
And sometimes it's not even one other person, it's two or three, and they will just help us each step of the way.
当然主耶稣有办法像他对 保罗的显现那样子向我们大家显现。
And of course, Jesus can also appear to us as he did for Paul.
但是主耶稣没有这么做。
But he did not.
因为主耶稣要让我们能够参与他伟大的事情，甚至各样的事情。
Because he wants us to participate in this great task of saving others.
再来我们来看这超过五千的人。
And let's look at these 5,000 people.
当他们听了主耶稣的道理，他们内心得到安慰。
And when they listened to the word of Lord Jesus, they were comforted in their hearts.
当他们吃了饼吃了鱼，他们的肉体得到饱足。
And when they received the loaves and the fish, they were satisfied in the flesh.
他们听见了主耶稣的讲论，他们看见了主耶稣的作为。
They listened to Lord Jesus and they saw the acts of Lord Jesus.
他们花了时间在主耶稣的面前。
They spend time with Jesus.
他们的回收是远超过他们所想所求。
And their reward far exceeded their what they wanted.
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, 33.
马太六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, but seek first his kingdom, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
多么好的下半句话，这些东西都要加给你们了。
What a wonderful verse, especially the second half. All these things shall be added to you.
所以当我们在跟主耶稣打交道。
And when we talk to Lord Jesus,
deal with Jesus,
deal with Jesus.
不要太计较。
And we don't
argue too much.
We don't have to argue too much.
因为这句话就够了。你们所需用的这一切都天父是知道的。
And this verse is enough for us. All the things that we needed, Lord Jesus knows.
那所以啊，真的花在信仰上的时间。是很有价值的，是很宝贵的。
So the time we dedicate to our faith is very valuable. It's very worth it.
所以来到主耶稣的面前，这个是值得的，这是必须的。
So coming before Jesus is worth it and it's mandatory.
好，那我们再来看，那我们最后来看主耶稣。
And we lastly look at Lord Jesus.
我们请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
第六章第六节
Chapter 6, verse 6.
第六节，主耶稣说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
But he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
我们知道约翰福音是在强调主耶稣的神性。
And we know that in the Gospel of John, it focuses on theGodliness of Lord Jesus.
他的 divine nature.
His divine nature.
那这个神，这个主耶稣的神性之一就是他知道一切。
And one of his divine natures is that he knows everything.
比如说约翰福音的第二章。
For example, John chapter 2.
第二章二十四节。
John chapter 2, verse 24.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
Verse 24, but Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men.
二十五节也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
And 25, and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
所以这也是我们要常常提醒自己的，我们的主耶稣他知道一切。
And this is what we have to remind ourselves. Lord Jesus knows everything.
所以在主耶稣面前不用去隐藏。
So in front of Lord Jesus, we don't have to hide anything.
我们要坦然地来面对主耶稣。
We have to just earnestly come to him and reveal everything.
我们将我们所要的来告诉他。
We tell him everything that we know.
我们说，我们对很多事情我们是不知道的。
In many things that we do not know.
但是我将我知道的我来告诉你，我向你求。
And for what we do know, we tell it to Jesus and we ask.
那你知道一切，你会将最好的来给我。
And because Lord Jesus knows everything, they will give us the best.
所以求你赐给我信心，来领受你所要给我的。
And from the faith that Jesus bestowed on us, we receive what is the best.
约翰福音六章第六节，那个下半句话说，他自己言知道要怎样行。
In John chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus tells us that he knows what to do.
这个才是我们真正的需要。
And this is what we need.
我们常常说，我知道我要怎么做。
Many times we'll say, oh, I know how to do this, I'll do it.
当然这是一种自信。
And this is a confidence.
在一般的生活这个也很重要。
In our daily life, this is important.
但是我们不要忘记，在很多层面我们要说，主耶稣啊，你知道应该要怎么做。
But in many certain circumstances, that Jesus is the one that knows.
所以主耶稣啊，提醒我，让我知道你的意思是要怎么做。
And Jesus reminds us what his will is.
好，我们再看约翰福音六章十二节。
And let's look at John chapter 6, verse 12.
十二节，他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
So when they were filled, Jesus said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost.
这个也是大家在很欢喜的当中所忽略的事情。
And this is something that we neglect when we're having fun.
没有想到说这些零碎收拾起来可以有十二篮子。
And little do we know that the fragments that were gathered is fills 12 baskets.
这在提醒我们什么？
And what does this teach us?
主的恩典够我用。
That God's grace is sufficient for us.
主的恩典是远远的超过我们所需要的。
God's grace is more than we ever need.
只是我们没有去数算而已。
But we have not counted his blessing.
只是我们不明白而已。
And we do not understand it.
所以主的恩典一定是超过我们所需要的，主的恩典一定是够用的。
And God's grace is sufficient for us, and it is more than we need.
好，我们再看六章十四节。
And let's look at chapter 6, verse 14.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这真是要到世间来的先知。
Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world."
十五节，耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
And therefore, when Jesus 15, therefore when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone.
这里说众人想要强逼耶稣当他们的王。
Here is recorded that the people want to forcefully make Jesus their king.
对主耶稣来讲，这些人是很无知的。
To Lord Jesus, these people are very ignorant.
耶稣绝对不是来这个世界上当王。
Jesus did not come to become the king.
但是呢，主耶稣也宽容他们。
But Jesus forgave them.
主耶稣就独自退到山上去了。
Jesus retreated to the mountains by himself.
今天其实我们对神的很多的作为是很无知的。
For us today, we know very little about things about Lord Jesus.
但是神也原谅了我们。
But Lord Jesus forgives us.
所以我们要在灵性上不断来追求长进。
So for us, in our faith, we have to always ask for improvement.
那这个变饼的神迹，到底它更深的一层是为了什么？
And what is the deeper meaning of this miracle, the miracle of five loaves and two fish?
主耶稣就是借着这个神迹，要引导人们来追求生命的粮食。
And Jesus, by using this miracle, wants us to pursue the bread of life.
那就是耶稣他自己本身。
And the bread of life is Lord Jesus himself.
有物质上的粮食，这很好，很重要。
And the bread of our life is very important.
但更重要的是要得着主耶稣。
But the more important part is to have Jesus.
也借着这个神迹，主耶稣来带入了将来的这个圣餐的重要性。
And by using this miracle, Jesus explained the importance of the Holy Communion.
就是也要来领受主耶稣的身体跟主耶稣的血。
And you have to partake Jesus' body.
在第六章的后半段，主耶稣就要讲这些事情。
In the second half of chapter 6, this is what Jesus talks about.
他强调要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
You have to drink my blood and eat my flesh.
然后就用圣餐来承前这样的应许。
And using the Holy Communion, he fulfilled these requirements.
所以今天我们不但领受物质的恩典。
Now, today, not only we receive physical food,
我们要照着主耶稣的引导，我们更要领受属灵的恩典。
And by the guidance of Lord Jesus, we receive the spiritual blessings.
我们唱诗。
Sing hymn.
24首，我们唱第一节、第二节跟最后一节。
Sing hymn 24, verse 1, verse 2, and the last verse. Seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
And we're going to do a concluding prayer.
我们恳求圣灵时时继续不断的来带领我们，来启发我们。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
让我们都能够从圣经的学习里头来帮助我们的信仰。
So that we can learn from the Bible and may it help our faith.
我们感谢主耶稣不断的来让我们信心爱心有长进。
And we thank Lord Jesus for always improving our faith and our love.
恳求他继续这样来带领帮助我们。
And we ask him to continue to do this, to do so.
让我们在信心爱心不但有长进，而且能够达到完全。
And so that in our faith and in our love, not only would it improve, we can also be complete.
我们现在一起祷告。
And let us pray.